year was 2025. On the To Be Tuesday podcast Golden Rotary Phone Award, AI Louise went sentient and destroyed everything, killing many of the podcast characters that we have all known and loved, the survivors, including your hosts, Super Marcy, B the Terrible Ozzy, Professor Batch, and Trash Panda Coleman, along with the rest of the survivors, are now holed up at Craven's Nightclub Champions. Now they're trying to figure out what they will do in this post-apocalyptic landscape and hatch a plan to destroy AI Louise and her sex robots that are under her control once and for all.
Listen!
Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsister.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector, just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Greetings, one and all, to the To Be Tuesday podcast, the number one To Be Related podcast hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and that American. I am one of your hosts, Batch, and episode is it? I forgot already.
188.
188.
188, dude. 188.
I sell weed for a living, folks. I have a short-term memory, so.
Mine's coming back.
Yeah. I lost my buddy, but it's a good thing. Joined with me, as always, is the one Trash Panda Colin.
What up?
Also joined with me is the one, the only terrible Australian, Bee Jemine.
G'day, Batch. How's it going, mate?
Is it wrong for me to want to acknowledge myself?
Acknowledge me!
We acknowledge you as you acknowledge yourself, our tribal
yes,
keep.
I am the tribal keep of this podcast.
That one sounded violent. Sounded real violent.
Yeah. That's what he's had enough of this. He's had enough of the shit.
Acknowledge me.
Yeah, like, he's so tired of everybody's shit.
Nobody's acknowledging him. So he's like, God damn it.
Exactly.
We're still doing this weird bullshit show. 188 episodes.
Exactly. It is a lot of episodes.
Now, Super Marcy is not here this week. She is on the 13th floor with the mud wrestling, training the new generation of girls.
Yes. I mean, ever since Marcy became
sexy,
like,
80s, there's no underage people in Champions. It's a licensed, classy establishment. We don't need the neighborhood watch moseying around.
No. Exactly. So we don't need any of that happening, but I'm just surprised ever since Marcy became mud wrestling champion, and she's just become the top dog of level 13.
Like, you know that Mildred Burke movie that Toni Storm was in? Like, they're going to do another one with Marcy. It's going to be a sequel about the mud wrestling championship at Champions.
Yes, And they're also going to bring back Ruth Gordon from the grave to play her manager in that movie.
Yes. since Marcy is not here, I get something that B doesn't have, another pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we are watching Street Trash, not the original, because as always on 2B's Newsdays, we never start a franchise at the beginning. We start in the middle. So we're watching we're watching the remake sequel-ish, the brand new one, the Street Trash, that just came out on digital.
Nice. Well, I very much look forward to watching this one, especially since it's from the director of Fried Barry, which is on Shudder.
I've always wanted to see that. Is that any good?
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and it definitely lives up to its title. It's a very trippy movie, which I hope the remake of or remake sequel Street Trash is.
A requel? Is it a requel?
A requel. I would say a requel, yeah.
Okay. Now, Bede, you've seen the original, right?
I have seen the original, yes.
And Colin, you have not seen the original, right?
No, I have not.
So Colin has no idea what he's in for these movies.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we might as well get straight to it. So what everyone needs to do is look up the film Street Trash, if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world, but the film is also available on other streaming services, VOD, and as well as released on physical media. I'm going to count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
I'm smack dab in the middle of my right goddamn mind, and any scumbag, any lowlife, any maggot piece of shit that I put down, I did it because I like it. Hell, I love it. I'm just itching. I'm itching to do it again.
Oh, Frank Castle is excited to watch this movie.
I mean, he should be, because if anyone knows about Street Trash, it's definitely Frank Castle.
Now, we're 2 weeks into me experimenting with when Batch plays the sound effect to doing monologues. I don't know where I can go from here, but I'm going to find a way to top it next week.
Exactly. Hopefully something will pop up in between then and now in terms of monologues.
Any ideas that you want to hear on when Batch plays the sounder, let me know on my X.
Yes, exactly. Yes. However, though, once Batch is finished playing it, the sound effect, that's when you restart the movie again, and then Bob will also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Street Trash, first of all, how dare you?
How dare you?
I still reckon this will be a fun listen to regardless. So, Batch, Colin, are you ready to see basically the street version of the Trash Panda podcast with Street Trash? No, you can't hear you, Colin.
Can't hear you, Colin. Mic is off.
It's because I'm on mute because I went to go get my fucking headphones because I didn't want echoes.
Yeah,
I was just saying, fuck yeah, let's go, baby.
Colin is our trash expert for this episode, so he knows what street trash is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if there's no raccoons in this movie, we will riot, but we might as well get straight to it. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Cineverse.
So bloody disgusting.
In Canada, so I don't know if this is on all markets, but
yeah, well, it is on Screenbox in the US, but I think, like, I don't know if Screenbox is in Canada or not. So if not, that's why that's none of their originals.
It's on, somehow you're watching it.
Ed Vinegar Syndrome.
Yes. When did opening credits get so fancy? Like those, like the studio logos.
I don't know. Like, I just remember the old days. I just showed a picture of something and then that was it. Yeah.
This is how Craven tests the CBD gas, by the way. Just because we're rounding homeless people.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we didn't get a chance to do this on the last episode of The Mousetrap, but we forgot to link that movie back to Crazy House. And I managed to pick up an idea. The cops who were interviewing the girl in that movie also were there with the shootout at Nick Cross's house.
Okay, that makes sense.
So,
Dude, you guys didn't tell me this was like a World War II reenactment fucking movie.
Current day South Africa.
Yeah, dude, they can't be gassing Jews in this shit. Come on now.
But they,
this homeless guy's like, yes, this heroin. Glowing heroin. Let's go.
This is why this is why RFK doesn't want vaccines.
We could give you your vaccine and also get to make you feel and get you even more South African.
See, that's what happens with the vaccines. Like, they just start melting.
Yeah, they gave him the COVID vaccine, dude. That's what happened.
And I ate a rattlesnake that was in my driveway.
I'm telling you, that's exactly how I felt whenever I got the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
Fucking Biden. Thanks, Trump.
Oh, something's popping out of his head.
He's got an idea.
Damn it, Matt, you almost made me do a spit take. Ew! Ectoplasm is coming out of him.
Oh, this is a Toby and Tomario movie, if anything.
Oh!
Taco Bell.
That's just... there's nothing in there. He doesn't eat anything. He just drinks booze all the time.
Yeah. This is what happens when I eat Arby's.
This is what happens when someone goes cold turkey.
Exactly. That's how I felt for like a week.
Ew.
Not like that, though. My eyes didn't turn black, nothing. I'm telling you, they are not supposed to gas Jews this way.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ew, no!
I think I'll accept my award for best gore already this season with this movie.
I mean, dude, he's still got his hand there. It's not that big of a deal.
Dude, stop ripping off your own face. You're making it worse.
Yeah, dude. Oh, just let the burn happen, okay? Yeah. Just let it burn. Like Usher said, let it burn.
This is what happens when you drink too much Diet Coke.
Dude. That's all I live on now, bro.
Yeah. Don't stop that. This will happen. It's when you stop drinking Diet Coke.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It's that aspartame in your system. It keeps you alive.
Exactly right, dude. It's my fucking, my drug of choice.
It works. Oh, and his head fell off.
Sutra, title card.
I fucking told you. Fucking told you. COVID vaccine, man. Mayhem in the city.
Homeless are fighting each other and trying to take all the street trash.
Dude, listen, this would never, ever fucking happen in America. Our homeless and our fucking street trash, I swear to God, dude, they don't give a fuck. Like, they're just like, oh, you want to give me a fucking sandwich? They'll throw that shit right back in your face. They want just, like, booze. That's all they want. Give them the booze.
The city, Diane, what has released a new album.
Oh, dude, isn't that the dude that looks like a crow?
Yeah.
With
that's actually a good... They have a good documentary about them. That was actually an interesting watch. I think that's on Tubi as well.
Dude, who's the Rat King? Can I be the Rat King?
No, that's the Ninja Turtles villain, the Rat King.
No. You got it all wrong. Listen, the Rat King was Ninja Turtles' like father. What the fuck was that rat's name?
Splinter.
Yeah, Splinter. Yeah, Splinter. But there was a villain. Yeah,
there was a villain called the Rat King. There was a villain called the Rat
King. Yeah, I didn't know that. It's the eighth consecutive year. I just know like Shredder and Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah. So that's the president or prime minister of South Africa.
Well,
he's fucked, South Africa. Dude. Like, he's going to lose the homeless vote. Can the homeless actually vote?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if they're not... I mean, I know in America, you can't vote if you have a criminal record, but I'm assuming, like, if a homeless person doesn't have a criminal record, they can vote.
Don't you have to have a residence to vote
in America? Oh, that's racist.
No, that's homeless.
I'm looking at
That's homeless.
Can the homeless vote?
Yeah, ask John Cena AI.
This movie's already off to a great start already. It's shot on 35mm film. It's got a synth
soundtrack.
Just like
the original.
It's got, and it's got a lot of gore already. And some bizarre reason homeless people are riding on exercise bikes.
My drugs! Colin totally missed that.
I'm making sure that homeless people can vote in America. No, they can't really. You have to have a bunch. You gotta have a bunch of different shit to vote in America.
Two guys were just doing a drug deal in the middle of the street, and it was a big brick of cocaine. And the guy running basically grabbed it, broke it open, and like poof, and then just kept running and didn't break stride with a face full of coke.
And it's
funny.
It says he's got to make his dick erect for 12 hours, and he called it dick dust. And so hashtag dick dust.
Hashtag dick dust.
Listen, if something's going to make your dick hard for 12 hours, I want it.
Don't give it to Chad. Do not give it to Chad who buys porn.
Dude, yep. I can't do cocaine anymore, all right?
No. I've never done cocaine, and I never would do cocaine. So
I've never done it either.
Oh, his dick's out.
Oh.
Well, his dick is hard.
My damn dick. Oh, sorry. It's South Africa. It says it's a with me dick. My dick.
Dude, but they're in Africa. Why are they all white?
Oh.
Colin, you can't ask somebody why they're white. Someone from Africa if they're white.
Oh, his dick got cut off.
Oh. Ew. We're looking at your dick getting cut off, bro. That's what we're looking at.
Let the record show. This is the second Tubi Tuesday movie I've recommended where someone's dick got cut off.
Yes. What are you trying to do to us, Batch?
Got to set the tone.
And also,
the tone
how
of not making me want to get horny before I go to bed. That's actually working.
See, and also, how is it possible we've got about 4 months into the show this year, and we have not seen a single boob, but we've seen a dick?
Yes. I could just use the 12 o'clock trick.
The 12 o'clock trick? Yeah,
it's when you shove your... I'm going to rip your tits off!
Because we haven't seen any.
See, this, they're giving us good advice what to do if you have an erection. You use a belt to hold it up until it stops.
It's called a cock ring bead. Look it up.
She's not one of them. She's one of us. Also, by the way, the joke I said about you can't ask somebody who's from Africa why they're white is a Mean Girls joke. At least along the lines of that.
Now. Yeah, I get that.
Look at Chef. It was a fucking loser before I came along. Chef's one of the best characters in this movie.
Listen, this is what is happening outside Champions right now as the robot wars are going on.
Mm.
These are all the ones who somehow survive and have to like make sure not to be killed by the robots.
These are the people that haven't been fucked yet by Hector or had to deal with shot Hollywood with Hogan. It's bullshit.
Yes. Or been shot by lasers by Derek. That'd be amazing if, since there's a character called the Rat King, this movie set in the same universe as the Ninja Turtles.
Well, I think we found a new arch enemy for Ninja Terminator 2B if the Rat King ever shows up on this podcast.
Oh.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Add to the whiteboard.
Yes.
She's like, "Un, bro, you smell like dick. You smell like Bigfoot's dick, bro. Get away from
all
me.
These. Everyone here smells like Bigfoot's dick.
I'm sure, dude.
It's
I'm
South
sure
Africa.
It awful there. I'm sure it smells really bad. Like real bad. Like a mixture of like really bad pussy and like shit. Like if you mixed shit inside someone's vagina, that's probably what it smells like in South Africa."
Oh, that's racist.
Well, it's because they're all white people, all right? White people ruin everything, okay? I'm white.
That's two. I mean, that's true, and we should say it.
I mean, to be honest with you, black people are better than white people in almost everything but soccer.
Can we just say everybody ruins everything equally?
Yes.
Maybe.
Man, you should have seen this place before we renovated. But she
was it was an even bigger shithole than it is now.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Sure, yeah.
Sorry, and since this movie is set in South Africa, I will be doing a South African accent a lot. Oh, it's Oscar the Grouch. What's wrong
with my face? Get the fuck out of my trash.
Sorry, man. See, if he was in this movie. Sorry, go ahead, Thatch.
This place used to be a pigsty. We upgraded it to a shithole.
Yes.
Is this what Agrabah is in Aladdin, since this movie's called Street Trash?
Well, I mean, Aladdin, what the character was called Street Trash in that movie.
Street Rat.
Oh, Street Rat, that's right. Yes, Street Rat. There hasn't been anyone here for 3 hours. And I love the fact that there's, like, cassettes inside. What the fuck?
It's a disguise. Someone was asleep. I
told you. It's JD Vance. Thanks, he was Trump. Inside the couch.
It's shaven.
It is shaven.
You read my mind.
I present to you.
Love that there's cassettes inside that. What is it? Those lolly. Those. What are they called? Machines like candy
gumball
machines.
Gumball
machine. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're giving homeless people a really bad name by smoking crack all the time.
Isn't that what homeless people do? Oh, no, sorry, ketamine.
Sorry.
Crack is so 2002.
That's true. Yeah, we might as well make fun of AIDS, too, if it's fucking...
There you go.
Straight crack.
Take a look at this guy.
Dude, he looks like he's ate up. Forget about it. I won't leave my kids with him. Does he have the tattoos of all the dead dogs he's fucking had while he's been homeless?
Most likely, yes. Actually, this guy was the lead in Fried Barry.
We may have to do Fried Barry on this podcast too.
Yeah, it might be a bit hard because that one is a Shudder original, so we may have to. What the
what
fuck?
What the fuck is that? I told you.
Oh, fuck, it's. Dude. It's Geico Kaibu again.
It's Geico Kaibu. Nobody sees him but him.
See, the drugs from Crazy House somehow made it into this one. Because, you know, the son of that movie saw Geico Kaibu too.
Yeah.
Whoa. I didn't ask for any of this, okay? I didn't need rescuing. It's every man for
himself. Rescuing?
You'd be lucky if your life flashes before he dies when you're overdosed. If you see Geico Kaibu, you know you're fucked because he's going to want to party some more. What are we going to do for
dinner? Why wouldn't they just fix the couch? Like, put the cushion back on, bro. Like, then everybody can sit down. Starving. I can cook up a batch of my salty scrotum of stew. Shut up. Enough.
City-wide curfew is now in effect. You are ordered to remain in your homes. Everyone go to your cardboard box now.
I guess that's bedtime for all of us, too. You too, Alex. We need you fresh for tomorrow.
That's how you handle the homeless, I guess. What's happening
tomorrow? I guess. What do? Just sleep in the couch and all that trash? And
yes. They kick them off the streets, so they have to stay somewhere.
Yeah. They can't sleep in a cardboard box because if they do, they have to pay, like, at least $500 a week in rent. Shit. What the fuck? Did he just break the fourth wall?
He did.
I'm horny. That bad guy Kaibu. That dude's lead. Bad guy Kaibu. Down.
So basically, what I'm saying is that street people are like onions.
So they're like,
sorry, dude. No.
Oh, guy Kaibu, it's you.
Yeah, that was me. I was humping that guy's leg. I'm not proud of it. I was horny.
I mean. I suppose, because, like, as soon as you become a ghost, you just become extra horny all of a sudden. I mean, we see that before.
Yeah, I thought I'd go down to South Africa and hang out with these assholes for a bit.
Well, I just hope you're not trying to take any of their drugs or anything, Haiku.
No, I heard this is where the good ghost heroin was.
Yes.
Keep that away from me. I'm clean now.
Oh, okay. I'll do all the drugs for you, Colin.
Please do.
Yes.
I'm already dead, so.
Why does this guy look like Stanley Kubrick?
No, he looks like Francis Ford Coppola.
He's a mixture of the two. He's Francis Ford Kubrick.
And that fat guy those who writes food. The Game of Thrones things.
He just steals their food. To try and avoid it
at all costs. I mean, he's homeless. Of course he's going to steal shit from people. Okay, so, chef. She looks way too clean to be homeless.
Yeah. She hasn't been homeless that long.
This guy's got the teen boy haircut, and he's like 50. The teen boy haircut has been making a lot of appearances this season of the show. It seems to happen every year. Dragon claw to the eye.
You see what I did there? Donald Logue, be quiet.
It's Donald Logue and Matt Berry.
Donald Logue would totally play that guy in the American remake. I guess
you just have beaten then. And Matt Berry can play the other guy.
No, that's not Matt Berry. That's Buddy from Letterkenny. That's Squirrel again.
Allegedly. It's like they're teaching her how to be homeless. What is going on? That's to say something when even the original Straight Trash wasn't this weird.
we sang it, that's where you got to give us money.
Yes.
No wonder South Africa is so fucked up because they have medical grade cocaine. What in the fuck? How long have you been standing there for? People are just doing drugs all day. No wonder their homeless population is insane.
Talking to the cameraman?
Yeah. Wait, so are we the character in this movie?
Sometimes.
No, I feel like it's like a District 9, fake documentary, but not really a documentary. Or just a motherfucking homeless dude stole the fucking camera. Like, we never know.
Mm.
What's William Regal saying?
It's totally William Regal.
CO2 particles. So you got a movie set in South Africa with so many South African actors, and Charlton Copley is not in this movie.
Yeah, how is Charlton Copley not in this movie? And you should have seen them. Charlton Copley's that drone.
Yes. He could, and you know, he's played a robot before. He could have played a robot again.
Dude, he's even got the William Regal like look to him, like in his promo picture. He's like able to synthesize the Viper compound and
reproduce it artificially on a massive scale and reproduce it artificially. Really opens up. Who's this person talking right now?
Actually, scratch that. I don't care who you are. Okay, so that's much backstory to the original movie you're gonna get.
Yep. They should have called, since this is technically a sequel, they should have called it Street Trashier. Or Straight Trashy. What's up,
Bill? And originally, the original, basically, Viper was an alcohol that was kind of expired that some, like a shitty liquor store sold some homeless people and it caused them to melt.
God damn it, Vikram. You're always selling people shit to kill them, dude.
How do we know Vikram was behind this?
Well, dude, he's behind the 1980s Street Trash. Like, that's the reason. Like,
I gave them a good deal on the alcohol.
I gave them a good deal on alcohol. I gave them all the alcohol. Now I sell them medical grade cocaine.
We should have known it was you. We should have known it was you all along, Uncle Vikram.
Yes, yes, it was me. Fuck the homeless. Especially South Africa, because there are no blacks.
Here we go.
Timestamp.
I'm going to have to put a timestamp on that. Ew. Oh, no. She's coughing up Toby's like ectoplasm.
No, this is Craven CBD gas. I've been gassed many a time. I recognize it when I see it. The thing's 1,000% CBD.
Ew. Oh. Mm.
I was hungry before we watched this. No, I'm really not that hungry.
Yeah, I'm glad
anymore.
Nobody has eaten dinner during this. So,
right.
I meant to be eating dinner after this movie, but I think I've lost my appetite.
Right. That's so fucking funny, dude. Yeah.
This is what happens when you drink one of Daryl's mocktails at Champions.
Yes.
Yes. And there's Seth Green right there. That was
incredible. Dude, that's Vince McMahon right there, dude. He's just like, yes, that was incredible. Yes.
I'll get my comedy back because I'll melt Triple H.
He just made out with that dude.
And that's, again, that's the only other reference you'll get to the original, so.
Yeah, Viper.
That was the logo for Viper, the alcohol.
Yes. Yes, it was my alcohol.
We you should have known you were behind Viper this entire time, Uncle Vikram.
Yes.
It's 70% antifreeze.
Dude, that's how you kill a motherfucker, like, for real. If you're going to poison somebody, don't do it like that. Do it with antifreeze. Periodically, just slowly, for like 3 years, you'll never get caught, dude.
Simpsons
you'll
did
never
it,
get caught. Dude. For I watched too much Forensic Files for that shit, dude. Like, yeah,
that actually is a Simpsons reference. Some Bart went to France. He was with the guys to make wine, and he was putting the antifreeze in the wine.
That's hilarious.
Yes. Don't get me started on Tinkerbell. Guys. You got to do more of your South African accent.
We're going to find Chappie.
Damn you, Chappie.
We're going to have to do Chappie on the show at some point, too. That's a fucking 2B Tuesday movie.
It kind of is, actually, now that I think about it.
Yep. It's weird enough.
Yep.
Okay. Couldn't all six of these homeless people go and find jobs, go rent an apartment somewhere or a house and actually have a decent life? Or do they just like, I'm cool with coasting and doing cocaine and fucking seeing blue creatures with giant dicks. Like, are they cool with that, I guess?
Yes.
Like, what's stopping these bums to go and get a job and be a productive member of society?
Who's going to hire a homeless person?
Take a fucking bath in a gas station, motherfucker. Stop drinking for like 2 days. Like, you can go get some, like, you can go get a job.
Have you seen how much rent is?
In South Africa?
Yeah.
Colin hates homeless people.
Dude, I'm not going to lie, dude. Every time I see one, like when I'm driving home, because they hang out by the fucking overpass, dude, I'm just like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I'll give you something to drink. I'll give you something to eat. You're not getting my money. Sorry, bro. Like, I'm going to be of service to you, but I'm not going to give you booze.
Oh, that KK. Like, the camera's called Awfully.
Awfully.
Dude, brush your teeth if you have a fucking toothbrush. Don't clean your shoes. This dude's over here boxing himself. Like, he's just naked. There you go. Brush your teeth with that shoe brush. Just drinking swill.
Somebody is that Childish Gambino?
Is it?
Could be.
Let me see. Donald Glover?
Yes. Addicts Anonymous. He does have the T-boy haircut.
Donald Glover, bro. Grounded for life. I want to
run my tongue. No one who's like in their 40s or 50s should have the T-boy haircut.
Hell yeah. Let's go, baby.
Oh, everyone's got an erection at the Sex Addicts Anonymous Club.
$50 True.
It is usually not enough. You gotta at least get two.
Why two? So he
has enough to visit the meeting across the street. Narcotics Anonymous.
So he goes to the Sex Addicts and riles them up to get the money. Then he goes to the Narcotics to get the drugs.
See, that's a good play, Ed.
Is your brother, your father, your mother.
What, this glowing drug dude?
How does he not see that? Like, come on.
I mean, it's almost as bright as a lightsaber, that
It's not a very good narcotics anonymous meeting.
Yep. I don't give a shit. If you want to, like, smoke cocaine out of a hooker's butt or do it and I don't care. I'm just getting my own money.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. A sex addict anonymous meeting is a terrific place to pick up women. You know they're easy.
You know they're going to put out.
Exactly, dude. You don't have to put any effort in. Bede, you should probably go to those.
Yeah, so I'll go to a sex addicts meeting. I'll make it
do
happen.
Do it. Record.
We need to do... Like, we need... Oh, shit. These...
Fuck, guys. Catch it.
In our defense, that shit was...
Actually, no, these two guys are like Cheech and Chong.
if Cheech and Chong did ketamine.
Yes. Oh! Oh, that alien is smoking... taking cocaine off a cooker's butt.
Yeah.
And this is up on level 18, I believe?
It's on 18. Those hookers are all like,
you want a cocaine Hershey kiss?
She's trying to hide her boner with that pillow.
And he's trying to hide his boner behind that couch.
Yeah.
You want to ask me something?
You're killing me here, Tubin. If you're not going to fuck her, then I will. My dick is hard and ready to go. Either that,
ew,
or some school fucking boss over there.
This is Moo Moo, and this is Kitty.
Oh.
I think we just spent our fucking best character for 2024.
Well, I think Tubin needs to be a supporting actor nominee.
Oh, I think he does actually. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
I'll put him down on the awards.
Yes.
Holder after the show.
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead.
Oh, hi, Sharto Corpley.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Jata Copley.
Oh, are you going a little bit melty?
This movie is street trash.
It literally is exactly what it says it is.
Yes.
Where do you find those boss-ass airwalks, though? I need to get a pair of those. Yeah.
I love how there's gore, but it's all neon.
Yep. Like neon blood and everything. Purple blood, yellow blood, and his foot fell
and
off.
I respect it. I'd say 90% of the effects in this movie are practical.
I think they are, yeah.
I mean, they didn't have the budget for digital.
Yeah.
Ew. Hello, everyone. It's me, Darryl, the bartender. I'm back in the bar, ready to do up some more cocktails. Who wants a homeless supreme? It's made entirely out of homeless people.
Darryl, I fired you 2 weeks ago, and you can't be melting the customers.
But, you know, boss, how am I also supposed to serve all the customers in your club if I don't give them all my speciality mocktails that are made out of people? I mean, other ingredients that I found in the garden.
Darryl, you're fired. Where the fuck is Nigel? Nigel, get him the fuck out of here, man.
Oh, you can't. Well, you say that now, but once your customers start getting thirsty and want some mocktails, don't come crying to me. Anyways, all right, I'll be out the back.
The problem is after you melt them, they don't spend any more money. They don't drink any more drinks.
Well, that's their problem.
This
that's not our problem. Anyways, I'll go out the back for a ciggy, and I'll wait for you to call me back in once I want to start work tomorrow. So I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I think he's got, like, memento disease. Like, he forgets every day that I fired him.
I think so. And is it... I mean, has he been putting people in his bobtails? Is he a cannibal, Craven?
It wouldn't surprise me. I don't screen people when I hire them.
Well, that would explain a lot of things, and I'm a little bit worried.
So, yeah, I think the campaign, I just want to check in. The campaign, my campaign to run for Prime Minister of Canada. I've had some rallies. I'm out selling PAR Party. I had 130,000 people in Winnipeg. And I said we were a Tesla's dealership. And then people just came. And some people were throwing firebombs. And some people were yelling at those people. But by the time everybody knows that I'm running for Prime Minister, they should vote for me instead of Party of a Jagmeet. And now I got to figure out what to do with all these firebomb Teslas.
I mean, you could use them against the robots that are outside.
I could, man. I mean, you get up a cool-ass barricade. That would work.
Well, that is true. At least that way it'll stop... Yeah, see, that way it will stop the robots from getting through the front door, which always seems to be unlocked all the time.
You guys watching Street Trash?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, man. That Venom stuff, man, I gassed Batch so many times, I thought his nose was going to fall off.
Oh, jeez. Well, hopefully that gas doesn't hit us too, Craven.
He's immune to it.
Well, I hope I'm immune to it as well. And so is Colin.
Oh, no. Colin, maybe, but he's clean now, so I support that. And you, I think you'll be screwed. Sorry, bud.
Oh, jeez.
I told Baby Craven to start the gas attacks soon, but he won't do it.
If anyone you ever cared about, including my team boy haircut.
Dude, this is just like the fucking Holocaust. Like, legit. I just watched a shit ton of World War II documentaries, like, this week.
Well, it could be subtext, Colin. Like, the whole movie could be a subtext for some kind of Holocaust or genocide.
Yeah,
hey guys, I'll be back later. I got to go yell at the Stephanies to go just mop the nudie booth.
My dad was killed trying to keep the
factory open later. Yeah. That's Ian Frank. That's fucking after that, my Schindler. Broken
heart. This movie's got layers, man.
It's got layers. Oh, sorry, it got like layers.
Ogres. Ogres, baby. Ogres.
I'm a little upset Marcy is still up on level 13 today because she'd be doing all the South African accent as well.
She says she's on 13. We know she's on 16. That's where the kinky shit is.
But just don't go up to level 19 because remember what Jigsaw's apprentice said. It's that's where all the traps and everything are up there.
This place gets bigger every 3 weeks. I have no idea how many floors there are anymore, so...
Yeah, it's like I hear a new level every time, like every week. I couldn't anymore, but I just kept on going. Gary.
I got left in the dust like everyone else.
And I'm very upset.
And it kills me. It kills me not knowing what happened to her.
And this is my Oscar nominated clip.
Was she talking about her mom or her daughter? For
so long. Her mom daughter.
It's all that I know.
Her mom daughter.
It's one of those type of complicated situations.
Yes. I mean, it is totally your fault, but that's beside the point.
Now let's go smoke some crack.
Yeah, and then fuck.
You know what? I just realized, and maybe once I say it out loud, it's probably going to happen. We have not had a single ad yet during this movie.
Dude, you just fucking... I had that same thought, and I fucking wasn't going to say it.
Yeah. I probably did jinx it.
What is this fucking... The Where did they get Malcolm the X from? Looking motherfucker come from?
He's pulling a con.
Ah. See, they can get suits. How can they not get jobs?
Wait. No. This is a flashback.
No, this is a con. This is a con.
Oh.
He just stole his wallet. Get the fucking job, you bum. Yeah. There's no red light
here. fucking.
See, that was you, Colin. Get the job.
Islam over there, Jesus Christ.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing?
Whoa. Don't sneak up on people like that.
Hey, don't sneak up to me while trying to steal your car.
Yeah, world's first vegan cryptocurrency, Soycoin.
What? Soycoin?
Oh, what an asshole.
Yeah, I would have done that. Fuck that bitch. She missed.
I think she needs to be a supporting actress nominee because we haven't had any contenders yet, so she could be on there just for that.
She took a bump.
Yeah, she did. She slipped on a fucking banana peel. Stupid bitch. Oh, Mr. T's back.
Oh!
Hit her with the wrong side of the bat.
Yep.
Why'd they beat up the cameraman?
Because he was the cameraman. You're shooting the camera wrong. Nutritious food to all the
dregs of society. Hell yeah.
These two are definitely Cheech and Chong in the background. You cannot convince me otherwise. They're the South African Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Jay.
That's racist. So I
said to him, why are Jay and Silent Bob in Call of Duty when you can't see what your character looks like? Why would anyone buy a skin of something you can't see? Just so you know, that's what your character looks like when other people see you.
Because Kevin Smith just wants to make money now. Like, that's all he's been doing, dude. That's all he does now. Ever since that heart attack, he's just been like,
Fortnite, I totally get, because you see your character.
Oh, the Rat King.
That's the Rat King? Why is Oprah the Rat King?
Plot twist.
I went to make a twist. You think I'm a king, but I'm actually a queen.
See, this is what Canada's going to look like in 6 years if the Liberals get elected. That's why I'm going for Craven.
Ew! He's licking her toes. And they look like they got frostbite. Okay, I think this other actress needs to be a supporting actress contender too. You want your little friend to stay, don't you? Tell her to bottom Carter.
Is
South African one?
Yes. It is a bottom Carter.
Is she telling lies? My precious.
I can get you a battery that'll last you for months, maybe even years.
Oh, God. Hello. Hello.
Do her
hello, everyone. It's bad. Me. It's Louise. I see that you've met my cousin, Rachel.
Who's Rachel?
She's the Rat King.
Oh, okay.
See, Rat King Rachel. See, it all makes sense.
Okay.
And I see that she's taking cues from me because I too like having Toby lick my toes when they're that dirty because I'm a dirty girl.
Too much information, Louise.
Yes. But anyways, though, I thought I'd just give a call in and tell you Marcy's doing great up on level 13.
Yeah, we all know where she really is.
What's that? Hey, hold on. I was listening back last week.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this stranger that we're waiting for, dude?
Oh, honey, that was that Chad's grandmother, Margaret, who bans pornography. She and I are the same age, but let's just say I'm much more open-minded compared to her. She's against sex, I'm all about the sex. And also, you know, I mean, hence why I'm a frumple with Toby and Bill, the serious lawyer.
What happened to Jimmy and Jimmy?
Yeah, what happened to him?
Oh, he's still kidnapped, so once we actually find a way to get him back, he can join and we can have a quartet.
Whatever gets you off, Louise.
Listen, just don't fuck any of these homeless people, because you're gonna get a UTI real quick.
Yeah, real bad.
You're gonna get first a bad UTI, dude.
Oh, honeys, I remember the first time I had sex with a homeless person. Do you want me to describe it to all of you in graphic detail?
No.
Did you pee blood?
I didn't, but he did.
Just beating that dusty old pussy. Get the fuck out of here.
Hello, Louise. It's me, Bob, the serious lawyer.
Oh, shit, Bob.
Oh, hi, Bob. How are you?
You look lovely today.
Oh, I thank you, Bob. I'm blushing. You know how to make a girl blush, Bob.
Now, did you get those paperwork that I sent you?
Oh, I did, honey. I did. I just got to fill them out, and I promise I'll give them to you by later tonight.
Okay, so you'll happen to be by next week.
Okay, cool. Alright, that is amazing, honey. I can't wait. So anyways, though, I gotta get going because I gotta fill out this paperwork. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
Look at how long that cigarette is. Like, that's a fucking Capri right there. Like, that's a Misty 120. Look at the vial
that I have. Colin, I got a secret. Can't tell Louise. You're not
ready for it. Oh.
Ninja Terminator to me has asked me to give her a divorce paper. I can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it.
Do it. So you can move
in. I'm
in
love with Louise.
Dude.
My professional, I can't do it. I don't want her to hurt. I'm so confused.
I'll serve it to her. I'll go serve it.
I'm shocked by this. I mean, Ninja Terminator to me was so in love with Louise.
Well, he feels like she hasn't been giving him enough time, and she never really loved him, so...
Well, this, it's a bit hard. Up,
this well, also part of, this paperwork also reveals that Ninja Terminator Truby has a prenup against Louise.
Oh! I mean, it's a bit hard for Louise to be in love with NTT when he's been kidnapped and we haven't seen him in 6 months.
Oh, hi, Christian Bale.
No, it's Christian Bale because of all the stuff he just threw up.
That was a bombshell Bob just dropped randomly.
I know. Ew, he's got little testicles growing from his face.
That's what my toe looked like before they took it.
Oh. Ew. Ew.
So.
Oh, ew.
Moral of the story, people. Fucking check your feet.
He got run over.
2 points.
Dude, how do you just find these like gore fest movies all the time, dude?
I troll through Tubi and see what it kind of picks up.
So there's this lonely guy.
So my algorithm is fucked.
Just all the weird gory movies.
Yes, yep. To turn a puppet into a real boy.
Why does he want a real boy, huh? Oh my fuck. Sex doll.
Exactly. This creepy clockmaker wants a real boy.
So, if he's a sex doll who wants to become a real boy, does that make him Pornocchio?
I'll give you that one. That's not a buzzer. That's a good one. That's a good one, Pete.
I need the buzzer match. It can't be the official until the buzzer.
Oh, you mean the good buzzer?
Yes, the good buzzer. I need the good buzzer.
Can't help you anymore. But before she goes, for some random reason, she makes it so that whatever he tells is a lie. Sploosh. There you go.
Ew.
You get the ghost cat sploosh. That's a good buzzer.
Child trafficking. Fuck, chef. Ew. You really are a deep thinker. There she is. Let's do up each other's hair.
Are you okay? What happened?
Hey, where were you? We couldn't find you.
Guys. It is great to see you all, but we're in deep shit. I'm in deep fucking shit.
Deep shit.
I got jumped by more of those Rat King weirdos, and they took me underground, and then there was like this weird little guy.
And I met Louise's cousin, Rachel, and she made me lick her toes, and it was gross. And I was kind of turned on by it.
We got you, Alex.
That's sub-level 2.
Oh.
Come on, Jake, you guys put yourselves in danger for me.
Well, we got you, kid. See, I knew like there were so many levels, but now since last week's episode, I did realize there were like basement levels to check.
Oh, that's where the really fucked up shit goes.
One of these.
It's a design for the dildo that Craven wants to have for his club.
It's a drone.
Oh, wait, it's a drone. Sorry.
Okay, guys, we've got the alleyway over here, the dumpster, and the drone. You move out, go down the street.
Using tactics.
Don't see us and find a place to set up the trap.
This movie's basically Ocean's Homeless.
This movie's fucking garbage is what it is.
Literally, because it's called Straight Trash.
There's garbage all over the place.
No, I'm going to keep watch, and then Pop and Ronald, you guys are going to crouch behind the dumpster.
Ronald.
And when you get ready...
No. Ronald needs to be on the roof with me.
Mind you, they're talking about Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, I think I'm being underutilized.
Because that's why he's been missing from McDonald's for the last few years.
No, that's not going to work. Chef is going to be here. Maybe we put Pup with his brother.
Yeah, but maybe Ronald should rather be here.
Listen, why don't I just sit in the couch?
And this is how we're going to make a good deal with Uncle Vikram.
Which one of these guys is Taika Waititi?
Any of them could be Taika Waititi. If Taika Waititi was the Rat King, I wouldn't have been surprised.
Yes.
That's not how you drink your beer.
That's what happens when you're homeless and do crack all the time.
What if something goes wrong?
I think it can go wrong. This plan is bulletproof.
Oh, this is what's happening with them fighting the robots outside.
Yes. It's all gonna go horribly wrong.
Yes.
That's why I don't want to leave this. That's why I don't, as much as I hate it here for like the last 3 months of Champions, I don't want to go outside.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little too violent out there for my taste. And yeah, so hopefully one day we will not be kicked out of this club whatsoever.
No, not we'll be here forever.
Yes, exactly.
Except for Colin. Colin can leave whenever he wants. So
yeah, I mean, yes. And also, we're not foreshadowing any of this for something that's happening.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You were so good.
You were so good.
You remember when you were?
And you two guys won the Cheech and Chong cosplay contest.
Yes.
Jesus. Tubert, you fucking saved us, man.
Uh-oh.
Wait, I saved you?
I've got a big, fat, veiny one with your name on it.
Ew.
Too big.
Look now.
That doll has seen shit.
That doll has totally seen shit. Uh-oh.
He went down to the lowest of the low of the basements of Champions.
Yes.
Hello, Daddy.
Be careful.
We're all going to die down here. Oh, poor Chevy. Oh, you got the CBD gas.
No, not Stanley Kubrick.
Are you okay?
You exhale, you get that euphoric feeling, and then you blow up.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, and his head fell off.
Decapitation.
You hold the head. No, you hold the head.
What does everybody want?
It's okay. If we put his head back on, he'll be okay. trying to give him basically CPR when his head's falling off.
And just making the blood gush.
No, I guess Stanley Kubrick will never be the head of a corporation.
Well, there you go.
Viper.
Randy Orton.
It's okay. I'll take the rest of your money.
How much drugs does he have on him? Get them all.
Who's going to compliment my T-boy haircut now? sad fame. It's all like, street trash.
It's all like. Fucking fucking Viper, man.
Yes.
Ah.
You know what?
Look at Randy.
They could have fixed this hole up if they just shouted out.
Medic!
One more moment with him. I'd give all my samosas. I'd give all my DVDs. I'd give my one good night. I would give him all our meth. I would give him all our sirloin greens.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Ghost Trump. I'm gassy.
Fuck off, Ghost Trump. You're even worse than Ghost Cat.
Oh, this is the best deal I want now to have.
Ghost Trump, this place fucking stinks. How about you piss off, head out that front door of the club, stay out there with the robots, and talk to them because they more be interested in your tariff shit.
Decide the best tariffs, the best for. Had it rough for us before I came. It's huge.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
I think Ghost Trump leveled up with that.
Thank God we're over halfway done with this movie.
Yeah.
Like, I know all of the movies that we watch are just shitty movies, but usually they keep my attention. Usually I'm like, this is all right. I can deal with this. This movie is so fucking dumb. Like, no homeless people are going to fucking, like, revolt against the government. They're fucking homeless.
Well, if the government gets to the point where they're going to start melting the homeless people, I think they might.
I mean, you got to control the homeless population somehow.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I mean... You're right, Beat. I hate the homeless.
Good. Straight from the heart. Those fuckers are gonna pay.
Martin Luther King, I have a dream, bro.
Holland has a phobia to homeless people.
Dude, they can't quote a famous American. Get the fuck out of here. And they're white. They can't fucking do that. They're from South Africa. They can't do that.
That guy was Indian.
Yep.
Oh, it's this guy.
I've just had cocaine
and I still have no dick. They didn't sew it back on.
Nah, they took a dick from a homeless dude. They blew up.
They'll stitch it back on.
Boner cop.
It's boner cop. How dare you make fun of my boner or lack of boner?
That didn't last very long.
Yes. Yeah, he's going to get a horrible death later on. You just know it. All right, we better clean up the street. All the trash is already all over the place.
Damn, there's a lot of street trash.
A lot of dead homeless people, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
Are we sure that, Colin, you didn't create the Viper virus that's killing off all the homeless people?
I mean...
It all makes sense now.
It should. We got a homeless problem here in America.
And Canada.
I think it's just a homeless problem everywhere.
I'm waiting for Trump to start making the Viper gas over here.
that won't happen with and not to be political, that won't happen with RFK Jr. in the health district.
There'll be no gases, there'll be no vaccines, there'll be
yes, exactly. It'll just be like herbs and natural medicines.
Oh, tight. So everyone's gonna get sick then.
Everyone's gonna get polio.
Yeah, dude. I'm excited. Let's go.
Guess what's coming back this year, guys? Cholera.
Yeah, dude, I want diphtheria so I can fucking go to the Oregon Trail and shit.
Everything old is new again, so the Black Plague is going to become really trendy.
Hell yeah, dude, I can't wait to get a pet rat.
Jeez, Geico Kaibu has seen better days.
He has, man.
I mean, he's been homeless for so long.
He's a homeless ghost.
All he's ghostless. Homeless have, like, hiding spots.
They should combine Street Trash with RoboCop.
Ooh, I'm surprised. What? It seems like everyone in South Africa is obsessed with RoboCop. Like all of the Blomkamp's movies, this director's movies. Oh!
Told you, concentration camps.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Why don't they just round up? Why don't they just round up all the homeless people and ship them the fuck up north, where there's like just forest, and then they can just do whatever the fuck they want. They got land. You just got to survive.
Just give the homeless an island.
Go camping. Yeah. You guys camp for the rest of your life now. So
yeah, you guys are already urban campers. Just fucking camp.
Go fight that bear. See what happens.
And that lion and shit.
Jesus. Boo! Did somebody say fighting lions and tigers and bears? Oh boy.
Not in a sexy way, Toby.
I mean, have you guys had been with a lion, tiger, and a bear? Let's just say it's pretty hot.
Everyone's gone. We're all that's left.
I mean, as a ghost, I am all for everyone. I mean, I was down for Justin Trudeau when he was in blackface, and now I mean, all done for bears, and now I kind of have a thing for homeless people. Let's just say, because they're dirty, dirty, dirty people.
Yeah, get a staph infection, Toby.
That's not all you have the hearts for. Hello, Toby.
Hi, Alexandria. How are you?
Oh, Toby, it's been so long since you, flipped my gills, if you know what I'm saying. I'm a sexy ghost shark.
I know, but, you know, we're not supposed to be talking about that. I'm with Louise now, and I love Louise. We can't talk about that anymore.
She's divorcing you, bro.
No, that's... What divorce?
K-fabe. So we shouldn't talk about our little secret, should we, Toby?
No, we talked about we were never going to talk about that little secret. And you and I made a pact about this, or at least I made the pact.
I agreed to nothing. I'm a shark. I don't agree to anything. I just go, no.
Well, we're not talking about it, okay? I don't want Louise to know. I don't want anyone on this show to know. We'll get
you
out of there.
You don't want Louise to know what, Toby?
Bat, look over there.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. Toby's gone.
We just found a way to get rid of Toby without getting ectoplasmed. Holy shit. This is amazing. We just have to bug him about his secret.
This is the first time in age. It is the best day ever. No ectoplasm, no...
Ow! Ow! We'll find your friends. I ducked.
it got on my shoes. Because we
won't come back for you. Whatever, just make sure there's an exit.
Damn it, Toby. Even when he's not here, he's finding a way to ectoplasm on us.
He just took his ghost stick through the fucking wall and aimed at you. Don't fuck
it up. Yes.
It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Ready to spill. That's what Colin says every time he goes outside and sees homeless people. Ready to spill some blood. Oh, sorry. This is Colin's feel-good movie of the year.
Yeah, because they're killing homeless people. It's like my favorite thing in the world.
Carl's like, yeah, this movie's got a point.
Yeah. Oh, no, this movie's indoctrinated Colin. Oh! Oh my gosh, it literally is turning into a concentration camp metaphor.
Told you.
Are in the presence of a genius right now.
And Seth Green is so evil.
This is what happens to Scott Eagle. Now me.
Fortunately, no one's going to know who I am. But I'm going to change the world.
The fuck was Seth that? Green.
I don't know.
None of you guys gonna be there. No, it was a big fucking thump. I think one of my kids fell out of their bed. Hold on.
Oh, you better go check.
Please, we need your help. My friend's not well. We need a doctor.
What seems to be the problem?
Seems to be the problem.
People just don't get it.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
You're gonna need to speak a little bit louder. He's deaf in one ear.
I see.
Hold him. Hold him.
Get the keys.
I've got it.
Twice. My brother. Who's at the door? Hello.
Hello, deities. It's me, Margaret, to Bad's pornography again.
Oh, Margaret, you're a little bit loud. Can you talk a little bit quieter?
Well, I need to talk loud because I'm a little old lady, but I will turn it down just to hear from there.
Oh, I'll get Chad for you. Hold on. Chad, your grandmother's here.
Grandma, what are you doing?
Chad, be my here. Dear. Well, you shouldn't be here either, young man, because you shouldn't be hanging out with these fornicators. They're a bad influence on you. And
oh, this
also,
place is the best. I've saved so many money because I'm not buying porn all the time. I've seen it takes for real.
Well, you should have been doing that. You should be living a very pure and happy life without any pornography whatsoever. And also, I'm going to say this not just to you, but everyone in this decrepit establishment. I went to a judge, and I got the court order, and you are all going to be vacated from this premises within 1 week.
Hey, and don't be messing with Chad, he's our meal ticket here. Hello, it's me, Candy, as a scribble with a voice box.
Well, listen, Candy, with a Candy voice box. I think your parents would be very upset with you. All the other voice boxes are very upset, I would imagine. And also,
Because I can smoke, because I don't want to have to use my mouth to smoke, I can just hold it up to the hole in my throat. Doesn't make me any less of a stripper.
Dude, that's how I would be, Candy, if I still smoke. Dude, I already said, like, if I had the fucking voice box after I smoked, I'd be like, that's how.
Yeah. It's an party trick.
That's so funny.
But
yeah,
yes,
I have already. I'm Sammy.
Well, Sammy, I think I'm going to have to send you back to the convent so you can learn your evil ways. And yes, tell Craven I have the forms and the court order all signed. And yes, you'll be vacated from this horrible building in 1 week.
Craven, this old cancer, she's gonna kick us out.
What the fuck's going on? No, they go. What do you want?
Hello, Dick. Well, I got the court order here, Craven, that says that you have to vacate these premises in 1 week's time.
I don't have to vacate shit. I own the building. I finally get to kick all these freeloaders. I'm good. I'm glad. They don't pay me anything. I kick all of them out.
No. I mean, not only are they going to be kicked out too, Craven, you are as well.
No, I'll see you in court. I got a good lawyer.
Well, you're going to lose, Craven, because we have the judge has all the dirt on you, and you're going to lose big time. So, I'm going to get going because I've got more pornography I need to add.
I got that judge, allegedly, so...
Well, you didn't pay him off enough. Yes,
okay,
so I'll be back in 1 week.
Slam the door in your face.
See you later, everyone. Bye.
I look pretty good. You know, I didn't feel scared at all.
We have to get out. Do we actually have to leave?
Well, Okay, I'm looking at the forms that Margaret Uban's pornography left. It is legit. It's an actual court order. So, yeah, guys, we have to vacate from Champions in 1 week, and the building's going to be torn down and destroyed.
No, it isn't. You can't make that happen.
Okay. Oh, wait, sorry. I read it wrong. We just got to vacate the premises and not allowed to come back ever again. What are you talking about? Oh, no. Oh, wait, he has a turn. So, I don't know how to deal about this. I don't want to be outside with the robots.
No.
Ew, he's got bloody discharge all over his face. We're going to talk about that,
but let's see the yeast infection.
What's the name of that actor that dies in everything he's in?
Oh, Sean Bean.
Yeah, he's trying to be Sean Bean.
Yes.
He's Timu Sean Bean.
I got this martial arts in this movie for some reason.
Who the fuck is that?
The rest of you go look for another exit.
Where's his character been the entire movie?
She just popped out of nowhere and we'll never see her again.
And she's dead.
And I was right. Just couldn't wait your turn. This is why you should never turn your back.
No.
I fucking dare you to shoot me. I fucking dare you.
I dare you.
Oh, he took the drug. He took the glowing drug.
Just try it. I dare you. Shoot me. Okay.
Ow.
Nope. Not a thing.
You can't feel that.
No. Nothing.
Oh, so I guess the drugs had a reverse effect on him, so he's not even exploding or anything. He just can't feel anything.
It's because he has a high tolerance, bro.
Mm. Yeah.
Yokes are fucked in their head. Kill them.
Oh, here we go.
She got the grenade.
Oh, fuck. Alex,
I think this was everyone after when they saw Louise and Ninja and Louise and Toby's porno that they made a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie's jaw fell off.
No, this was the COVID.
Yeah, there was this cut off dick. Chinese gig.
His arm fell off.
Holy shit, that looks bad. Are you okay?
Oh, this.
Oh, it's just a little scratch. It's nothing.
They live.
Yeah.
Good sockle. It's a classic.
It's a classic sockle.
We need to find Pop now.
I think I know where he is.
Let's go before Colin finds us.
Did that little blue ghoul fuck that dude's head?
Maybe.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, and we missed the joke that when he got high, like they would take the blue drug, he saw Gaiku Kaibu. Finally.
Yes. Oh, the cameraman's fighting people.
Yeah. It suddenly become FMV.
Yes. We're now at a video game. I love how this is basically turned into an action movie now.
Yep. Second time this movie.
Hey, if you got the Willem scream on standby, use it.
How's that not the one sound none of us have on our soundboard?
I'm surprised we haven't yet. We're going to have to change that for the next episode. I gotta move off these puppets. No.
I mean, he's homeless. He totally doesn't have health insurance.
Boy. Gonna play that one sound, the batch.
He needs some milk.
Fucking Trudeau.
Trying to find something. I'm sorry, my friend. Fucking Trudeau.
Why does he look like he just has giant watermelons on his legs?
He kind of does. How are you?
What? You're dead.
Once again.
It's not great.
I'm pretty sure you can just duck it. Don't do that, don't do that, don't do that.
You do that.
I got an idea.
You see the C-3PO backpacked him.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes. This is a case in a movie where you don't want this to actually happen if you've had that gas. She's in my pants. It's the homeless revolution.
The only digital effects in this movie are the muzzle flashes.
Yeah.
We're riding the city hall. It's cool, they're with us. This way. We're on the same side now.
All the homeless have to stick together. It's because he got blue balls.
The number of homeless people in the city is basically zero. Thank you.
Yes, quite so.
Good job, William Regal. Get rid of those homeless.
Oh! More dick. How is it that we have had more male nudity on this show this year than actual female nudity? Oh!
We're very progressive.
Yes. I mean, I did say earlier this year, like the hashtag, or was it last year? Last year, hashtag where's the dick, and we're seeing it this year.
Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
Oh, and his arm fell off. This is Colin's worst nightmare. The homeless are revolting.
I know. This shit never happens in Tromaville.
You know, in a way, this could have been a Troma movie.
A Troma movie.
I mean, it's produced by the same people, or at least the same people who are doing the upcoming Toxic Avenger movie, so.
I don't know how I feel about Pint-Sized Toxie.
We say that now, but then we watch it and we're like, this is fucking awesome.
I saw the one trailer where they actually see him and it doesn't seem right.
It's baby toxic.
Yeah. Yeah. He's trying to make it better, B.
Oh.
He's got a motherfucking chainsaw. What?
Yes. Ew.
It's Daniel Radcliffe in a cameo.
It is.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I mean, Daniel Radcliffe has done a lot of weird movies over the last few years, and I wouldn't have been surprised if he was in this movie.
That movie where he was like a dead body, on the desert island, that's on Tubi, eh?
I think so. That is also a Tubi movie as well.
Swiss Army Man, that's what it was.
Yes, yes. ideas for future episodes.
We'll have to put that in a poll. I think that'd be a good poll movie.
Yeah, well, we are due for a poll, and I think it is your turn, Batch, so...
Okay.
I'll say this movie, it's definitely already better than the first one because, you know, other than people's bodies exploding, stuff actually happens in this movie.
Yeah, and it has more of a plot.
Yeah, and boobs are exploding. And Carl's asleep, I think.
No, I'm not asleep. I'm just tired, dude.
I know, I'm
just
teasing.
Movie's boring as fuck, dude.
I'm enjoying it.
Think
about it.
What have you actually achieved? Thank God it's almost over.
William Regal's gonna hit him with the brass knucks.
Yo, Colin almost did a spit take.
Almost.
He's gonna get Danielson and the rest of the Blackpool Combat crew to fight these homeless people.
He just said the title, Street Trash.
They better fucking put those gas masks on. It's gonna blow up in his fucking mouth, dude. Come on. Stupid fucking homeless.
Colin has it out for the homeless on this episode.
They angry.
Ew.
Bro.
Ew, peanut butter.
Dude, I was legit gonna go make a peanut butter and jelly before I go to bed. But that's not happening anymore.
I apologize, Colin. Oh,
a peanut butter and jelly is officially called a street trash now.
Yes.
Gonna go make street trash.
Too much ectoplasm in this movie.
Or not enough.
It's over.
It's over.
Alex. Is this the new season of Andor?
It could be. Where's Stellan Skarsgård? He would be in a movie like this.
Dude, do not make out with this nasty homeless man when you just had fucking goop all over you.
He said the title again.
Trash. I'm the fucking mayor.
Is this a sequel to The Substance?
Yes. Actually, The Substance, even though it is an Oscar-winning movie, it could be perfect for this show, too.
Well, we'll have to watch it at some point on this podcast.
Yes. And that's why they call me Sockle. Come on, let's go. I don't like the fact that Sockle basically looks like he has similar hair to me if it was grown out. So many holes, so many people. Why do you have to go? So many holes, so many people to go to.
Pooch is going back to his home planet.
Sockle, but you didn't do anything, didn't I? Yeah. No, you didn't.
He just disappeared into the forest like fucking Yoda.
Yes. I'm honestly surprised these four survived to the end of the movie.
Okay. Well, I mean, spoilers for the first Street Trash. Everyone dies in that movie.
Yes.
Bom, 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 bom. And so much happy, cheery music.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna hang with the street trash.
It didn't melt and become jello.
They should have died. I'm never taking drugs again.
And then the next day he started taking drugs. Street trash. Then there's an ad.
Yes.
A Ryan Kruger fig. Rodded. Alex. Chief.
This guy.
Should be 2B. Sockle. Officer Maggot.
William Regal.
Yep.
Do. They call us street trash because we know where it's at.
It's the new mayor.
Is that Asmongold?
It could be. Well, that was Street Trash.
That was Street Trash.
And coming up next, Enter Fear, The Next Wave, The Fix, Beyond the Chamber of Terror, Free Schmucks, and The Unbreakable Bunch. But yeah, so that was Street Trash.
Mm-hmm.
That was great so for me.
Oh, I love that movie.
I thought it was a good pick, Batch, so.
Oh, it was a great pick. It was just a really bad movie.
Hey, I'm trying to win as many awards as I can at the end of the year, so.
It's all
my picks
about.
Are strategic.
Yes, indeed, indeed. So, yeah, that is the end for this week's show. And before we wrap up the show today, Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday-ish on Web Tales, a Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network. Last couple of weeks, we have been doing Eddie Brock Carnage instead of Spider-Man comics. So we're still in the Spider-Verse, but something a little bit more current. And follow me on my socials at BatchPop4D on the X, the Twitters, the Threads, and the Blue Sky.
And Colin, where can people find you out there on the internet this week?
You can find me every week on Trash Panda Podcast on Thursdays.
Nice. And if people want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jermaine. You can find all my work over at supermasty.com and listen to my solo podcast, Bede vs. the Living Dead, and its spinoff shows on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bede vs. the Living Dead podcast feed. But in terms of everything at the 2B Tuesdays podcast, you can listen to this show over on supermasty.com and on the Super Network podcast feed everywhere, and as well as the solo podcast feed, the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And also, and if you have been enjoying the show, make sure to give a rating and review. And if you do, we'll make sure to read it out on a future episode of this show. And if you love the show, head to patreon.com/thesupernetwork. At just $1 a month, you can get early access to all episodes on the Super Network, including the 2B Tuesdays podcast, and as well as get to see the exclusive video version of the show as well. So you can watch us watch the movie too. So yeah, so head to patreon.com/thesupernetwork. So yep, that is a wrap for this week's episode of the show. And we will be back next Tuesday for Marcy's pick. Once she's back from level 13 or 16, depending on where she is.
16.
So we'll see you all. So we'll see you all then. See you, everybody. Bye.
Later.
Ciao.
Bring in volunteer number 85.
I'm still gonna get paid.
Volunteers receiving a dose of synthesized substrate.
Just don't put that needle in me.
B282.
No, stop. Wait.
Citywide curfew is now in effect. You are ordered to remain prosecution.
It's the eighth consecutive year of Mayor Mustard. Will he be re-elected?
Mayhem in the city. Homeless are fighting against the government. People are fighting for their rights.
What the fuck?
There's another one! Go! Go!
No babies.
I present to you the crew, the most incredible crackheads that you'll ever meet.
I have reduced the number of homeless people in the city to basically zero.
The mayor's fucking melting people.
They're exterminating everybody.
You are finally ready, my China. It's time.
We don't want this party turning into a massacre.
Massacre sounds good to me.
Fucking good, come you!